Senator, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you this morning?
Well, I'm just leaving Lansing to head up to the Saginaw Bay City, Flint area today, and then back home tonight. So we're not in session, as you know, for the month. So I've been going from one end of Michigan to the other, but I always end up back in Lansing at home.
Well, November 2nd, the big Super Tuesday, it's Election Day, but it must be quite calming for you. You won't be sweating bullets worrying about if you're going to have a job or not.
Well, you know, I care very deeply about, you know, who I'm going to be working with, and I want to make sure that we've got some folks that actually want to get things done and focus on jobs, because we're you know, beginning to see some positive things happening, some light at the end of the tunnel, but we got a lot of people that are still out of work and a lot of things to do. So for me, I just want to make sure we've got folks in place that actually want to do something, because it's time for us to just focus on jobs and on putting people back to work. So, and one of the things I'm doing today is focusing on the small business jobs bill we passed 2 weeks ago that provides opportunity for loans for small businesses that haven't been able to get them because of what happened on Wall Street. And it has 8 new tax cuts in it that help small businesses get started, keep going, to be able to hire folks. And so I'm just laser focused every day on jobs.
Senator Stabenow, we received a few emails yesterday from folks who knew you were coming on the program, and there is a frustration from these emails that I got, but from many folks that we talk with, that Barack Obama and his administration via many different outlets, whether it's Obama Healthcare, whether it's the stimulus plan, there's a sense through some that the government, that the administration is taking over too many choices and taking away people's opportunities to better themselves. And I want to get your take on that, because as we listen to what we hear in the media about the upcoming elections, the Democrats are going to lose a lot of congressional seats, and there's a lot of concern from the Democratic Party. Do you share these concerns?
Well, I think what my concern is, as I said before, Tony, is that the economic plans that have begun to take hold haven't taken hold fast enough. We've got a lot of folks underwater on their house who are still out of work, or maybe they're working. They got a new job, but it pays half as much as the old one. And so that's what I think is the basis of a tremendous amount of frustration. And then there's just the regular political rhetoric. I mean, you know, the idea of taking away choices and whatever this. I'm not sure what choices folks feel they have lost. I know that we're creating more choices under health care, because we are now making sure you can get the health care you're paying for. You're not going to get dropped if you get sick or if you've got a child with a pre-existing condition like juvenile diabetes, that you're going to be able to get health care for them. You're going to be able to keep your young adult on your insurance, your child to age 26. Early retirees are going to have a better likelihood of staying on their employer's insurance because of a new partnership to help pay for the cost. So there's, you know, there's a whole range of things that are going to help folks keep their insurance. And on jobs in Michigan, boy, I tell you, when you look at the Recovery Act, you look at the help for the auto industry, we wouldn't have an American auto industry if we hadn't partnered to help them get through bankruptcy, as painful as that was. They're restructured. They're on their way to have the best, most profitable year since 1999. Well, I was with GM just a few days ago at the Delta Township plant announcing a new $37 million investment. Tomorrow I'll be with folks at GM that are going to be announcing another new exciting expansion in Lansing. And the battery monies, most of which have gone to Michigan and have created over, I don't know, 12 to 14 new companies that are doing battery manufacturing. I could go on and on and on where partnering with a business, we have been able to move manufacturing forward, and we're finally doing what every other country in the world does. Most of our companies compete with countries right now that are paying to build new plants. You know, they pay the full cost or the full cost of innovation and research or create, you know, financing. And our country, for a long time, has been on the sidelines, not helping manufacturers. and we're finally getting back to worrying about where things are made. And I think that's a good thing. I want to see Made in America again. Of course, I'd rather see Made in Michigan, but I want to at least see Made in America. And that's what the Recovery Act was really focused on.
We're talking with United States Senator Debbie Stabenow on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Senator, how do you measure this next question I have for you? When you have a bill and your heart and mind say do one thing, but your constituents, the people who voted for you in Michigan, want another thing, how do you balance that and how do you vote?
Well, first of all, I mean, I've grown up in Michigan. I've lived my whole life here. I've been fortunate. My kids are still here. I've got two little grandchildren now here. And so usually I'm in a situation where the right thing, that what I think is the right thing for Michigan as well. So it's usually very much in sync. And I listen heavily. Obviously, you have to listen to the people you represent. I mean, that's what it's all about. And so you know, we receive lots and lots of emails and letters. I'm out and about every week. I come home every weekend. And so, you know, I'm listening and talking to folks all the time, including my own family that you know, lives here and works here. And so I've found that I'm able to really bring those two things together.
Farming is still a huge, huge industry here in the state of Michigan. We have reported bumper crops in many different crops throughout the state of Michigan. You are a prime candidate to head the Agriculture Committee. Where does that stand?
Well, it depends on what happens in the election. And Tony, I feel awkward even talking about it because a good friend of mine chairs the committee now, Senator Blanche Lincoln in from Arkansas, and I'm hoping she'll be very successful. I've helped her as much as I can, and I'm just cheering for her, and we'll see what happens in the election, and then we'll figure that out.
I know that you're very excited about the speed rail coming to Michigan.
I am. You know, it's a number of different ways in which we're focusing on jobs and focusing on being able to expand transportation options, and the new money that has been announced this week that's going to be able to strengthen a high-speed rail section between Kalamazoo and Dearborn is big news for us. There's also dollars in there to focus on the Ann Arbor down to the airport, down to Detroit section of the current rail with Amtrak, which will be great for us as well. And I think the more we can expand rail opportunities, it's jobs, and that's really what it's all about.
I know that you are active in getting nonstop airline service from Lansing to Washington, D.C. Do you know where we stand with that?
Well, I've talked to the Secretary of Transportation twice now about this, and as well as the CEO of the airline and my friends who are on the airport board. We don't know the final decision. There's a slot available that will allow Sun Country to, if they are able to win the bid on the slot, to be able to fly directly into National Airport, which would be wonderful for us. Boy, I would love it. It would take a couple hours off of my travel time every weekend. But it's a competition with five different airlines. We don't know the final decision yet, but I think Sun Country it's terrific that they've already announced coming in and doing direct flights down to cities in Florida and Las Vegas and down to other areas like Cancun and Jamaica, which are going to sound really great once the snow starts to fly. And I think it's very exciting, their plans for the future, and I sure hope a direct flight between D.C. and Lansing are in that plan.
Will you be doing any campaigning for anyone during the next few days?
I will. I mean, I've been out helping our state legislative candidates and congressional candidates all of the fall, and we'll continue to do that. We're up in Saginaw area today with some folks, as well as doing some other business. But I will be helping for candidates. And, of course, Mark Schauer is a terrific friend of mine who's done just a wonderful job in his first term, really hit the ground running. And he and I partner on the issue of fair trade with China, keeping jobs in this country rather than sending them overseas. He's been just a terrific leader in the House on that. And so I'll be helping Mark and other colleagues as well.
We are going to have a gold and silver expert on the program a little bit later on in the show, Pat Heller, and he's been talking about quite a bit about the industry or folks in the industry who are trying to manipulate the silver market. Do you know anything about that story, Senator?
You know, Tony, I don't really, other than I think, you know, this is the reason why we fought very hard and got Wall Street reform, financial services reform, because of manipulation in general in the industry. And so I think we've toughened up the ability for oversight, and if that's going on, then it needs to be used.
Are you concerned about the Congress losing many seats and also some Senate seats in the upcoming election?
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm you know, putting my Democratic hat on now. I think we're going to lose seats in the Senate. I don't think we'll lose the majority, but we're going to lose seats, and I would certainly rather not see that happen, as well as seats in the House, mainly because I really want to keep the new focus on manufacturing going and the focus on small business and jobs. And when I look at the policies that colleagues want to go back to on the other side of the aisle from, 2000 to 2008, boy, those didn't work for us in Michigan. I mean, we lost about a million jobs in Michigan during that time, and I sure don't want to go back to those policies because we're just starting to come out of the hole that the country's in and Michigan's in, and it's slower than I would like, but at least we're moving in the right direction. We've seen unemployment going down during the last year rather than up like it was for several years, and I sure want to keep that going in the right direction.
And I've got about 20 seconds left. Are you concerned about Barack Obama's approval ratings being as low as they ever have been? Do you look at that?
Well, sure. People always look at those kinds of things. But I'll have to say this, Tony. These are very tough times and very hard choices. You know, whenever you're trying to change business as usual and, put things back on the right track in terms of focusing on people, working families, people, rather than major special interests, it's going to be a tough fight. And he's in the middle of a tough fight. I think that, his heart and his focus and priorities are in the right direction. He's certainly been good for us in Michigan in terms of supporting the auto industry and manufacturing.